I'm recording.
So am I.
Whew. Oh, man.
Oh, geez.
I know.
Day 342.
Yeah. What day are we even on?
I don't even know anymore.
Yeah.
I know that this Wednesday will be 1 month since I got to California.
Yeah.
Which is fucking crazy.
Yeah. Today's what, the 13th?
Yes.
Yeah. I know that I started my quarantine on the 14th.
Yeah.
So fucking, it feels like years.
It does, but have you noticed that time is weirdly going by very fast and that days are just slipping away?
Yes.
That's how I feel, where it's like I still wake up at like 7 o'clock every morning or earlier. And then all of a sudden I'm like, it's 6:30.
Yeah.
And the day is just gone.
And it feels like it's a weird combination of where all day I'll be like, oh, there's, what am I going to do to fill my time? Like yesterday in the group chat, when Lewis was like, what do you do to fill your time? And I know people say they're really bored, but I feel like not only does the day go by, but it'll be nighttime. And I'm like, oh, I haven't done anything, but
yeah,
like I read stuff. People are like, I'm deep cleaning my bathroom. I have not done any extra cleaning than I normally do. I mean,
if I could, I would love to deep clean something right now other than my hair.
Other than my body.
With butt wipes. But hey, it's a deep clean, baby.
Hello.
Hello. Getting in there.
And the swelling goes down because, again, it's for hemorrhoids.
Yeah, exactly. Oh.
Whew. Yeah.
Sorry, no, just readjusting. Like, I make a lot of noise when I readjust my body now. More so than before, which some people might be like, is that possible? Oh, it's possible.
People are like, Leah's on the phone. They're like, Leah, is your house haunted? There's a lot of creaking and moaning. Is there a ghost? No. It's Megan.
That's just my best friend.
She's moaning. If she moans, I know her moans now. And so sometimes I can tell if she has to go to the bathroom or if she needs more vodka. We just have to pay attention to like the sounds.
What breed of moan is it? Oh, that's a vodka moan.
Yeah.
Oh, that's a I need more ibuprofen moan.
That's somebody rub the top of my pussy. The top outer part.
The top outer part, which is my leg. Oh, God.
Are you taking ibuprofen?
I'm not anymore. That's what I was taking.
Yeah.
For pain. I gotta say, guys, you want to drop some weight quick. And I know this seems counterintuitive. Break a bone. And I know one could argue, ooh, your muscles are atrophying. You're losing muscle mass. Hey, mass is mass, baby.
Yeah.
So I gotta post a picture. It is insane how fast you lose muscle mass with a broken bone. I forgot, because again, it's been 9 years since I broke a bone. Some people go a whole life without breaking a bone. Apparently I do it once every decade.
Right.
How much tighter I've put my boot on already. Like putting my legs, when I take it out of the boot to ice it, just my legs and my calves. Oh, supermodel over here. Just no muscle.
Yeah.
Just bones. Brittle bones.
Yeah. Instead of people, like they sell, people want like pictures of your feet. You know, there's like foot fetish. You could sell pictures of your feet for money on the, you should just do calf pictures.
Oh, I will also sell pictures of my feet. What do you need, guys? What do you need to jerk off to?
And you could actually
sell it.
Because you have tan lines on your feet. So that's like naughty, you know, ooh.
If only I got a new toe ring, but it's a pandemic. And for whatever reason, toe ring stores are not essential businesses, which I would like to speak to somebody about this. If our friends have to go to a grocery store to work, these fucking hippie bitches that run toe ring shops, get your ass to work.
Yeah. Oh, wait. Oh, I'm sorry. Excuse me. Okay, so abortions are essential services, but I can't get a toe ring? Okay.
What
so
fucking... What America is this?
Yeah, so you can kill babies. So the baby killing factory is still open, but I'm supposed to sell pictures of my toes to strangers on the internet without some fucking bling? Okay.
I'm losing money on this, okay? And how am I going to get my baby killed? I'm not going to get knocked up unless I got some jewels on these hoofs.
Yeah.
They're fucking hoofs at this point. Oh, God.
Yeah, when you lose my, like, it is kind of, that's the fun thing. Well, especially.
Is that the fun thing? That's the fun thing.
About breaking a bone? Because when you, because it does, because you lose it double fast. Because you normally, your muscle, if you just were to lay around and not exercise, like, for the first 2 weeks of quarantine where I wasn't, like, lifting weights like I would normally do, just to not do anything, I looked thinner in pictures, but that's because that was atrophy. But yeah. Because I didn't break any bones, because I'm a dumb idiot who didn't.
You fucking loser.
If I had broken bones, that would keep going. But once you hit the 2 week mark, you're like, ooh. And then, but after that, your body's like, oh, so we just are gaining weight now. And so then yeah. You just, everything gets soft and soft and mass increases. But when you break a bone, your body's like burning extra calories to repair all the damage. So it's kind of the fucking move.
Yeah. So fuck all you. I'm the smart guy. I you know what? I did fall off that curb on purpose.
Yeah.
My plan's been revealed. I was like, ugh, how am I going to lose wart? How am I going to lose wart during quarantine? Workout? Ugh.
Yeah. We talked about it. We did that a couple times. And guess what? No, thank you. It sucks. It's boring.
Yeah. You know what the fucking, this is the, guys, please don't go break your bones intentionally. Just because you want to be like your mom.
You're just laying in bed. How'd you lose weight? Well, I wasn't looking where I was walking. And then I mostly just laid around and drank vodka for a couple of weeks. And
yeah.
I've never looked better. Felt worse.
Because I really haven't been, I've been drinking a lot. I haven't been drinking, like I haven't been hungover once.
Yeah, how are you doing that? Let's talk about this.
Since this whole quarantine started, I'm really not drinking that much. Because, this is the good thing, because I have a broken bone and I'm on crutches, which stone cold sober, you could misjudge and kind of wobble. So I'm like, hey, Megan. Let's not get hammered and eat shit while you have a broken ankle.
Yeah.
So I'm just not, I'm having like a couple drinks. I'm really not drinking that much because I'm scared to go, I will go to the bathroom and re-injure myself.
Right.
Well, not for like any like health reasons.
No.
Oh, trust me. I wish I could just be getting fucking hammered sitting in a jacuzzi all day.
Yeah.
It is.
Getting drunk during the day. We were talking about this like, well, and I see the pictures that Leah brings you and it's like, they're like big to-go things, but they're not. I imagine you're getting a decent amount of water.
This is water. This is my water cup.
Okay.
This is just water. This is not my vodka cup.
Okay.
This is what Wendy is talking about that Wendy has been seeing is a Scottsdale healthcare. Like, you know, when someone's in a hospital, it's the giant hospital water bottle that has the ounces on the side of it. So they know how much water you're drinking.
Oh, dude, is that we? But they can't get you like a fun water cup. They have to, on top of you being on bed rest, we're like, well, this seems to be the best thing.
I think this is fun. I think this is very fun.
This is from an old folks home. Everyone in the old folks home died from coronavirus. So we had all these water bottles they were just giving away.
They were dirt cheap. No, but I do, because I have, so that's my water cup. And then my vodka cup is essentially like a mason jar with a lid and also a bendy straw.
Yeah.
But it's like that size.
Okay.
But so I normal. I very much love that. Okay. So Wendy thought that Leah was bringing me vodka sodas in this Scott's that I think goes up to 32 ounces. So Wendy thought that I was drinking vodka sodas. And so she's like, how the fuck are you not hungover every day?
Yeah. I was like, wow, that breaking bones is really helpful. Yeah. I don't know. Lean, so bones to repair, they need lean tissue, lean body mass, and then vodka. That's what they're comprised of.
I will say this. I can put weight on it.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. And it's been 9 days. I can't put a lot of weight on it. But now that I have the boot, like, nice and tight, I can put, like, one, I'm on my crutches. I could put my foot down and, like, just kind of, like, not, like, walk, but the weight of my leg, and it doesn't hurt. So that's, I think, a good thing.
That's really good.
Or my whole leg will fall off. Who knows? It's fucking, it's the end of the world, baby. Who gives a shit?
Who, yeah, who cares? That's so lucky, though.
And I'm literally the person that's going to be left to die. Like, if shit hits the fan, I'm going to be the one where it's like, save yourselves. Just throw me in the middle of the street as a distraction so you can get away.
You just sit there in the corner just drinking out of your, like, old folks home cup, batting zombies away with your crutches.
Yeah. We'll be like, go back and cup. We watched The Descent today. Guys, now is the time to really dip into scary movies.
What's the movie?
The World's Scary. The Descent. You've never seen The Descent?
Uh-uh.
The spelunking movie where all the bitches go spelunking?
No, never
even
heard of it.
And there's fucking bad guys down there.
Oh, I imagine.
Oh, there's bad guys. And they have echolocation.
Ooh.
They're such bad guys, too. They're such spooky bad guys. It's like people got stuck down there, and it's like, how would people evolve in caves? They'd be gross.
Yeah.
That's well,
it's
how.
Like, yeah, it's like mole people. It's like the mole people live under the subways.
I cannot believe. Yes, it's exactly like that. Those are actual human people, guys. Those are human people that people call mole people, and it's very sad, and they have communities in defunct subway systems. This is all over the world. I can't believe you haven't seen The Descent.
No.
I'm, like, shocked by this. You have to watch it. It's so spooks.
Yeah, that's the one thing is I haven't been, but I don't ever, like, watch a lot of, like, TV or movies or anything like that. I've been, and especially, and even during the quarantine, like, I try to keep minimum, like, I give myself, like, 2 hours a day max. I watch a minimum of 30 minutes of something just to stay, like, plugged into reality a little bit. And then it's something that I feel, and I know it's good and it's entertaining, but I'm just put a lot of pressure on myself to be like, you need to be figuring a way out of this disaster, which is probably the best, but
also like, guys, you can go watch horror movies. It's okay.
Oh yeah. No, most people, I'm not saying don't, I'm just saying that me personally, that's one of my things that's bad that I got to work on, which is just constant anxiety about what am I going to do? What am I going to do?
Well, I think everyone has constant anxiety right now.
I know.
But you know what calms that anxiety? Mole people movies.
Right. Movies about that descending.
Dude, nothing calms you down like a crazy horror movie.
Yeah.
Because then you're anxious about a not real thing.
I know. Well, I've been watching more murder shows. Well, the problem is when I watch murder shows now, because it never used to bother me, but now that I'm not really doing that much in everyday life, I'm just like, sitting in this apartment, if I watch something scary, I have dreams that are so scary that it's like horrific nightmares.
See, I think like everything that's happened in the last few weeks, especially personally, just while I've been in California, like all the insane shit that's gone down, I'm like, oh yeah, give me a fucking weird horror movie. Like I've been having no problem sleeping with my feet outside the covers because I'm like, come on, I would love a goblin to come up and eat my toes right now.
Yeah.
That would be a dream.
I know. It's the pros and cons. A lot of people would be like, all the extra shit that's happened to you, that's horrific, and it's awful. On the bright side, your toes are out.
See, I'm conquering fears. No time like the apocalypse to start conquering your fears.
I know. Jesus Christ. I got this fucking cape on. I'm...
That thing. I love it. You look like you're about to get your hair done.
I know. It's this weird cape. I don't know, and I'm really trying to keep it together. I'm finding it. You want to talk about The Descent. So that's probably why I don't want to watch a movie about any type of descent, because I'm having my own personal descent into like borderline schizophrenia where, I mean, it truly, I'm just constantly like peeking out the window, like taking pictures of strangers, like with the volume on the camera full on, like when I'm out, just like click, you're not wearing a mask. Like, I'm losing my fucking mind. And the only time I'm not crying is when I'm how I am right now, which is dressed up in an overpriced dress with full makeup, being like, I just was talking in the mirror for 3 hours and I filmed it on my phone. And then I get done. And dude, right before we started, so my buzzer on my door is broken. So I'm all dressed up and I have to be like, this is not crazy. This is for your restructure. This is part of your job. Like they did this on SNL. It's okay. You're allowed to do this. It doesn't mean you need to be locked up in the hospital, but it's really fucking with me. And the buzzer. So I buzzed in like a package, but the buzzers is broken. And so I had to go downstairs. I took a picture in this like blue satin. It's like one sleeve is just like a long, it's like an X-Man dress.
You look amazing. I love it.
Full makeup. This fucking dress. And this is a dress that I bought when I was out. And Nick doesn't listen to the show, so who gives? With Nick Youssef, who I'm friends with and you had a crush on for the longest time. And he and I went out to this place here in Soho. I bought it. It's at a store called Fluid, P-H-U-L-I-D. Ugh. And it's every clothes for every gender. So it's like everything is for anyone. So it's like this, like...
Everything's for no one, I think, is the way you meant to say.
Yeah, everything. So, but I remember I tried this thing on, and he was like, wow, that looks really good on you. And I was like, I'm gonna buy this, because maybe he'll like me if I spend. So I spent like $200 on this fucking thing.
Are you fucking kidding me?
It's really gorgeous, but like, I've never worn it. I've never worn it. I wore it in that store, and then I came home, and I remember being like, what the fuck am I going to do with this thing? Look, it's like a Grecian statue. Look at this. It's like a flag.
I wore
a flag on my body.
Why? Okay. Not for nothing. Like, this is why with fashion, I'm like, calm down, fashion. That literally looks, this is what Wendy's wearing. We will definitely post a picture of this.
Oh, yes.
Wendy looks like she is wearing a sheet.
Yep.
Like someone took two sheets and sewed them together. With, like, an armhole.
Yes.
But, like, the sheet is fully connected. And so she's just got her little hand sticking out of one side. And then on the other side, they cut the sheet off. And it's strapless.
Yep.
It is crazy looking.
It's, like, a super shiny blue sateen, royal blue.
Oh, it is everything. It's like, something you'd see in, like, a magazine.
Yes.
Where you're like, calm down.
Dude. Well, that's what I'm using this time for. And I know a lot of people are like, a lot of people are cleaning their bathrooms. They're like, I'm going to wear all the dumb shit that I bought when I was on a manic bender and had been up for days. And I'm like, this is going to be my new look. I'm at this and bright red lipstick. This is going to be the new me. I'm going to be one of those French chicks with no eye makeup. I'm going to bleach my eyebrows and bright red lipstick and only wear shiny sheets.
This would be, I want that. For you. Not really, but I would love an alternate universe in which that's who you are. That we could just like dip in and be like, yeah, that was right that you did not do that.
Dude.
But also get to like experience it.
Right. Well, we're probably all going to get to experience because when we are done recording this, I was like, oh, maybe I'll do my makeup like that. I got time. I got nothing but fucking time and concealer in this apartment. I'm not cleaning my fucking shower. I would rather...
I will die before I clean my shower.
But then these are the shoes. Then I'm also wearing these like scrunchy socks and orthopedic shoes.
Oh, Jesus.
To complete the look. So I'm dressed like this and I have full makeup on and like heavy like bronzer and shit and a gold clip.
Your makeup looks great.
Oh, thank you. Yeah, thanks. It's fun. I mean, what else are we going to do? It does make me feel good to play in makeup, and I try to... It's like when you're getting sexually assaulted, and again, trigger warning, this is not for everyone. Sometimes if you're getting sexually assaulted, people... Or maybe just having sex with someone that you don't really like that much, but you feel like you have to go through with it, whether it's to save your marriage or save your life, you kind of check out and you go, maybe let me tell myself that I like this. Maybe if I tell myself that I kind of like it, then you can justify, then you won't be like so traumatized constantly by the event. And that's what I did with my sexual assault. I remember the next day I was like, well, maybe I agreed to it. Or maybe like, I got the one guy's number to be like, maybe if I can justify this so that somehow I was asking for it, then
maybe this will be a funny story we tell our grandkids someday.
Yeah. That is what I'm doing with this quarantine, where I'm like, this is a nightmare. This is a nightmare. My career, I don't have one. What am I going to do? So for a few hours a day, I'm like, pretend like you like it. So I just put on lots of bronzer and contour.
Oh God.
But I went down to get a package. So the buzzer broke and I was dressed like this. And I'm like, God damn it. And I'd forgotten what I was wearing. And so I grabbed my keys and I put on a glove and I used my sleeve, my sheet sleeve, to cover my face like a mask. So I went downstairs.
Oh, like, so you literally looked like a vampire.
I know.
Like, just like, like, whoa.
And it was not just the male person, the male lady. Also, the super of my building was downstairs. So I run downstairs and wore orthopedic shoes and this shiny dress with one glove and like
okay, so what Wendy is doing is it literally looks like when like Dracul like busts into a room like, ugh, like with his cape over the bottom half of his face.
Yes.
Oh, that's a good look for you. Like, I think we should take that look past quarantine.
Oh.
Not this dress. Just always have, like, a pillowcase draped over your arm.
And I ran downstairs, and I was like, I go, hi, I'm so sorry. I go, thanks. And the woman, and I got the package. I said, hi, I'm sorry, I'm filming a sketch. I'm shooting a sketch. And they just both looked at me like, first of all,
no,
we don't care. No, you're
also,
not.
No, you're not.
No, you're not, and we don't care. But I was like...
Like, I love, that's one of those where, like, when you explain it, it just made it worse.
I know. They're like,
if you, they would have been like, oh, yeah, she's just wearing, that's her quarantine.
Yeah, that's her house
I mean,
dress.
It does, you could confuse it as a hospital gown. A very expansive, well, expansive. Also, yes, that too.
Yes, it is.
I was trying to say expensive, but it's expansive as well. Hospital gown.
Right. I look like a fancy Mrs. Roper.
Oh. See, that's, I'm really sad I don't have all of my things.
Yeah.
I have a lot of my things. Also, I have a broken ankle, so I can't, like, put anything fun on. But just, like, like, some of my great muumuus, like, my tiki muumuus.
I know.
Just to be, like, living my life in right now. Ugh.
It really is,
look,
like...
Look up Mrs. Roper. Sorry, guys. That's also, like, before our time.
Yeah. Three's Company.
But we grew up with the Nick at Night.
Dude, this is, that's the one thing that I'm trying to really, like... It's like, well, at least dress up in fun clothes, you know?
Yeah, that's, I wish I brought a bunch of fun clothes because I was like, this will be good. But now I'm like, why? I'm laying in bed. Also, it's a real bitch to put fucking clothes on.
Yeah, you've got, the boot is going to be, you're just going to live in those bike shorts. Thank God, how many bike shorts did you bring?
Not that many. I brought like a couple pairs of bike shorts, a couple pairs of workout shorts. And leggings, which I did put leggings on yesterday.
Mm.
Took a minute.
Yeah.
Took a minute. So that's why I'm like, I'm not putting fucking jeans on.
No, just walk around, pussy out, wear Leah's clothes, play dress up in her stuff. Be like, I'm sick, I'm in bed.
That's, I could wear like dresses.
Yeah.
I think in like another week, I'm going to get real loopy and just start full face of makeup.
Dude.
Once I can actually shower, just full face of makeup. Fucking the dress I brought for the wedding I was supposed to attend, just I'm only wearing that.
That's what, here's what I would love, is you just wake up, you're like, I can't sleep, full face of makeup on that you put on in the dark, which is, that's always fun.
And putting, oh, and Leah and Brian wake up
and you're just in like a full, like, full fancy dress. What if you're in like a, find a wedding dress, order it online, look, you guys, we can mail this to you, we can make this happen. Just dress like, yeah, in like a creepy like bride's dress, full face of makeup.
This is a great. Just they wake, they come out, and I'm just wide awake, sitting up in bed. Bring me a vodka.
They walk out. You're like, sorry, I was shooting a sketch, and they're like, what?
Yeah. They're like, no, you weren't. You definitely were not. Calm down. Oh, this is interesting. So I have a scary mole on my tongue.
Yeah,
it's not super scary. But I got it specifically, and this was with Leah, like, 10 years ago. We spent, like, a whole summer at the beach and got very tan. Looked great. But because of that one summer, I got a couple moles, one of which is, like, dark and a little, like, jagged and kind of just... I just want to get it checked out. And I had an appointment April 16th, so in a few days. And I knew they were going to cancel it. Also, I'm in California, and I was in St. Louis. But they called... today to cancel it and gave me the option, which I'm going to do. I can log in and like set up a like account and then take a picture and I'll do like a telemed thing where the same doctor I was going to see will like look at the pictures and then like be on FaceTime with me and like look at them all, which I think is cool.
Mm-hmm.
But I really feel like for a mole, that's a thing you need, like, touch.
Right.
Like, since it matters if they're, like, bumpy.
Yeah.
And things.
That's interesting. And also, and I understand that you can see, but yeah, like, there's difference in 2D and 3D.
Yes.
That's, I mean.
I mean, I'm going to do it. I don't have anything else to do.
Right. You got nothing but time.
Ain't got nothing but time, baby.
I got nothing but time and this possibly cancerous molehole. So yeah. Fucking let's Zoom. Are we going to Zoom this also, thing or what?
Part of me is like, can I just wait till, like, I don't know if I can handle being told, like, oh yeah, that looks bad. That would be, could you imagine? I'm just holed up with a broken ankle. We're recording the podcast. Well, guys, found out I have skin cancer. During a global pandemic.
Yeah, you'd almost not want to. How about, yeah, have him, like, look at it and then be like, I don't want the answer. I'll call you back for the answer when at least when I can jump on my foot. And then once I can jump, then tell me I got cancer. But
yeah, exactly. But until then, just let me live blissfully ignorant and broken.
One injury at a time.
One soul-crushing injury at a time.
That's... I guess a lot of doctors, for some stuff, you would do that, but, like, you could, like, sneak in, like, have him just, like, check other stuff, you know what I mean? Like,
oh, yeah, like my ankle?
Yeah.
Be like, hey, dermatologist, what do you think about the bruising on my ankle?
Right.
Oh, God.
Yeah, that's...
Sorry
to yawn. I'm editing so I can just edit that out. Love the internet! Fucking, it's so nice that we're doing this ourselves.
Oh my God. What a dream. What a dream. Can't wait to edit the page. Oh, I want to talk about this. So I think we should watch Embarrassing Bodies and everybody should watch it because it's on Netflix. Everybody fucking has Netflix.
Oh yeah.
We talked about this on the Patreon on a phone. We're doing Patreon phone calls. So if you join the Patreon, we like do like fun hangout sessions.
And those are really fun. Thank you guys for thank you. We have a bunch of new patrons, so thank you guys for that. And thank you for doing the group chats. Those are really fun.
They're super fun and funny, and everybody's beautiful and smart and cool.
Yeah.
I mean, doy. But Lewis, who is a sweet angel and definitely not part of some weird cabal that's responsible for coronavirus.
Oh, definitely not.
He lives in the UK, and you all know how much I love me some British reality. And we were talking about stuff, and I was just remembering all these great shows. And Embarrassing Bodies is one of them, and it's on Netflix. And it's good because they actually help people, but you also see full dicks and pussies and assholes.
Wait, how do they help people? And again, I have not seen it. So this should be a fun thing because, look, we did – before the world was on fire, we did – self-help, and we're going to try to help ourselves. Well, now that everything's fucked, let's, you know what? Fuck that. This is how we are going to actively help ourselves now, is by...
Yes.
Looking at gross...
Just surviving.
Yeah. Look at gross dicks and pussies and be like, well, at least mine doesn't look like that.
Well, okay, first of all, I want to be clear. It's not exclusively dicks and pussies. I know, Wendy making a sad face. I know, I'm sorry. There's a lot of dicks and pussies, though. And weird buttholes.
Okay.
But it's like, it's Embarrassing Bodies. It's people with like conditions or, you know, whatever.
Okay.
Medical issue. It's people with,
they're like,
it's okay, fucking whatever.
Okay. Enough dicks and pussies. Now get a look at this. Look at how embarrassing this person can't hold still. It's someone with like cerebral palsy.
Yeah.
Look at this fucking asshole.
Okay. So it's not, they're doctors on the show. They're not making fun. It's people where like, maybe you wouldn't want to go to the doctor because you're like embarrassed of this condition and you think that you're weird and no one else has ever had this. So what they do is they take these people with conditions that they would be embarrassed to go speak one-on-one with a doctor privately about and air it on national television. and show everything. Everything. So that's why with like the pussies and ass, like when people are like, I've got this weird pussy problem, they show the weird pussy problem.
As like, I mean.
But then they fix it. They're like, this is what you have. It's not that abnormal. There is every now and then someone on the show where like, I've never seen this before. And it's like, oh good. You just completely justified that person's fears of living with this for 20 years and never doing anything about it.
Yeah. But so they fix it.
Yeah. They go to the NHS.
Okay.
Which we don't have here, guys.
Right.
So none of this applies to Americans. Yeah, and like some, and they do talk about, because like some stuff is like considered elective, so like they would have to pay out of pocket. But other stuff is like covered. Well, no, it's very interesting. But it's also like, you know, we can all be grateful that our pussy, and if your pussy does look like theirs when there's a weird pussy problem, your mom still love you. Your pussy is a unique flower that will be pollinated again at the end of this quarantine.
Yeah.
By that, I mean you'll be stung by bees.
Right. Not all flowers are roses or tulips. Sometimes a bird of paradise is also a flower. And you know what? That is fucking horrific looking. The birds of paradise. Like, they're sharp. They're jagged. They're sticking out. They stick out like dicks.
There's also the one that smells really bad. And that's still a beautiful flower.
Mm-hmm.
But it smells like a dead body.
Yeah. So maybe that flower has too much sugar in their diet and they have a yeast infection. Maybe that flower just has too many carbohydrates and refined sugars in their diet, and that's all that is. So that's easy to fix. Maybe that flower needs to just put some yogurt.
Maybe that flower needs to calm the fuck down on the quarantine snacks.
Yeah. Relax. Put some yogurt in your cunt instead of your face.
I do love the idea of just like any yogurt, just Yoplait. Just throw in some like fruit on the bottom. Old school fruit on the bottom.
Oh, yeah.
Well, if you're putting it down there, it is the blottom.
Yeah, it is the blottom. Excuse me. Oh, I'm so sorry. What's over your panties? Sorry, I had blottom leakage. I'm so sorry.
Oh, my God.
It's a blottom stain? What? Don't worry about it.
I am really proud of myself. I haven't, like, shit my pants at all or peed my pants.
That's impressive.
See, guys, with this quarantine, we just need little victories. At the end of each month, we're all on quarantine. Just take a moment to appreciate what you have accomplished.
Right.
I have not shit my pants.
Mm-hmm.
What a fucking gold star for you.
Yeah.
And I ate an apple one time. Great. I didn't eat Top Ramen every day for every meal. Good for you.
Yeah. I have it now. See, and I know that's good that you can do a month for the not shitting pants, not shitting self, which I shorten it because it's a shorthand list.
So yeah.
Don't shit self. I do that. That's a daily reward for some of us because I abuse laxatives and I'm a nervous person. I'm running around in sheet dresses. So the fact that
you can't shit yourself.
I can't.
There is nowhere to hide.
No.
Nowhere for that shit to hide.
No. So I do that as a daily checkoff. I'm like, okay, don't shit yourself. Do sheet yourself. It's a trade. It's a little trade that I do. I just
do this, not that.
Right.
It's kind of like, it's like a rich dad, poor dad thing.
Right. It's like a glamour fashion do and don't, you know? Don't shit yourself. Do sheet yourself. Those are fun, you know? So just like fun. Again, this is another fun game. Like the last episode, you know, drink water. Brush teeth game. This is a new game. Do's and don'ts of quarantine. Yes.
Don't shit your pants.
Right.
Do make fun fast fashion.
Yes.
Ooh.
Ooh.
That's a fun. Say that three times fast.
Fun fast fashion. And I can't believe that you said it straight through without fucking up.
Me neither.
That's what.
Me neither.
I know.
Fucking add that to the list.
Yeah. Said words properly.
Oh. I can't believe you just said that because you really slowed down properly.
I sure did.
You sounded that out.
I did.
Properly.
Yep. I was like, oh, God. Phonetics. Picture the letters. Visualize the letters. Visual the letters. Visual the letters. Audio the numbers. We all know that's how. I don't have to tell you guys this.
Hey.
You guys know.
I've been seeing a lot of homeschooled stuff recently. That's what they're teaching kids these days in school. Visualize the letters, audioize the numbers.
Yeah.
Audioize. Mm-hmm. Yes.
Audioize.
It's that new math, guys, that they're teaching kids.
Right. Audioize. That's where people were there. They're like, oh, I can see music. You know what I mean? Like, letters have a taste or whatever that fucking.
Yeah, so it's just on acid. It's just being on acid.
I've got audioize. I can see the sound waves. Oh, okay, well.
Okay, well, get back. Put on a different sheet dress, maybe.
Right. You are either on acid or off your meds. So we need a pick.
Again, why can't it be both, Wendy? Everything with you is always so cut and dry.
Everything's so
it's
black and
this
white.
Or that. Why can't we have both? Why can't a person be off their meds and on acid?
Yeah, that's ideal. That's I had Karen, who's a friend of the show, and then a couple different people. I get and thank you for all the messages that you send us. They're very sweet. I've had a few different people, and Karen's one of them. That so I just want to clarify this. People said, "Hey, what do you take? What mood stabilizers have you taken for bipolar disorder?" Because I think a lot of people are hitting some mental health walls with the quarantine. Yep. And so my answer, I've said it before, I'm going to say it again, none. I took some for a few months when I was forced to by the hospital. And then after that, I tried alcohol and drugs, and that didn't work. And worked for a little bit. And then...
And now she's trying nothing again, which is also not working.
I know. So
it almost makes you rethink medication.
I know. Well, that's not true. I have bronzer. You?
Oh, that's true. I'm sorry. I forgot that you have bronzer.
Yeah,
that's...
I'm wearing makeup.
Guys, if you're concerned about mood stabilization, just get a nice new bronzer.
Yeah. Well, I already told you, what I'm doing now for my mental health is fast, fun fashion, or fun, fast fashion, whichever.
FFF.
Yeah. Triple F.
Oh, wait, I was like, wasn't that a wrestler? No, that was Triple H.
Yeah.
But hey, H is close to F in the alphabet, so...
It is. And H and F, they both taste the same. So it's the same flavor.
They do taste this. They do. They have a similar taste.
Mm-hmm.
I wouldn't say exactly the same, but it is similar.
Yeah. It's a similar taste, smell, feel.
It's like how 8s and 17s kind of sound similar.
Yes.
You know?
Mm-hmm. It's got like a... I hope that when you get on your video call to have this doctor check out your mole... That he,
oh, I start speaking this way?
That you start, or that he starts describing your mole that way. He'll be like, yeah, I can't really, I'm getting like a sour kind of a kickback taste in the back. And that's got it. You're like, oh God, I hope that he just, that's how he describes your mole.
He's like, yeah, it's kind of, it doesn't smell cancerous from here.
Yeah.
But it does, the taste I'm getting just kind of like in the back is a little concerning. But it sounds good.
Yeah, it sounds great. Good. The audio quality
of this mole is off the charts.
Hey, wait a minute. I don't know why it took this long in this conversation to even figure this out. Why have you not submitted your mole to Embarrassing Bodies?
I can't. It's in the UK.
But can't you just do an accent and send the video in? Lewis, just we'll use Lewis's address and say that's where you live.
Well, Lewis did offer... marriage. He did offer his hand in marriage.
Here's
for
what
me
we'll
to
do.
Get over there.
You guys get married. Listen.
Duh. Duh. Okay.
Just because
first things first, duh.
Right. I don't trust this doctor looking at shit over FaceTime. I don't like it. Plus, I also think it's creepy. He's hoping that like maybe you'll fuck up, you know, the camera and move. He'll like.
You're right. I much more trust a gay man we don't know who lives in the UK offering to marry me.
Yes.
That's much more. I trust that much more.
Yeah. But yeah, you should just go over there. Or you know what? And Lewis, not that you're not great, but if you don't feel comfortable getting married, just use Lewis's address as your own because you can lie to get on the show.
Okay. No, he's marrying me. He shouldn't have fucking offered.
Okay, then do it.
Don't you offer to marry me for citizenship so I can go get free healthcare.
Lewis?
And not mean it. Lewis?
I just want to make sure you're paying attention. I know it's all fun.
He's going to delete this podcast immediately. He's going to move during a pandemic.
Yeah.
Escape, just in case. We've tracked him, which we have, just to let you know. We, in fact, have all of you. We know where all of you live.
Yeah, that's. I know it's funny. We're like, yeah, let's get on a group chat. And everyone's like, okay. And we're like, these fucking assholes. We know where you all live. Okay?
Yeah. You're all getting sheet dresses.
You're all getting just shit.
And you better fucking wear them.
Yeah, you're getting sheet dresses and bronzer. We're sending those all in the mail. That's your care package.
We're worried about, you know, and especially like maybe you are on, you know, some sort of antipsychotic mood stabilizer, just vitamin. Maybe you can't get your vitamin. Don't worry. We have the cure-all. A satin sheet that we've stapled together and just a great, huge thing of bronzer,
yeah,
which well, is just paint.
Well, it's good, too, because with social.
So,
hi guys, welcome back to Fun Fast Fashion.
We're just a couple of sexy, fun, fast fashion babies.
And we're going to talk about social distancing.
what you do is you put, you make sure you have 6 boundaries between you and your friend.
Yeah.
And you roll around in it.
Oh, God. I also cannot, Wendy keeps picking her arm up to like move her hair or something, and it's just a fucking sheet. It's just a weird drapey cape.
It's, I gotta tell you. Yeah, well, I've been doing, yeah. And Megan just lifted her arm up to make fun of my cape dress and got a whiff of her own armpit and almost died.
Have I shown you how hairy my armpits are?
Please do.
It really doesn't even do it justice.
That's pretty good.
It does not even do it justice.
I see. I've been shaving mine. I love long armpit hair. I think it feels nice. Do you like the way it feels?
I can't even tell. It doesn't feel any different.
Really?
I have thin, fine hair.
I know.
I'm a thin, fine lady.
I like my armpit hair like I like my body. Thin and fine.
I like my armpit hair like I like my current calves. Thin, fine, and atrophied.
What?
Can hair atrophy? Oh, mine can.
Yeah. Baby, it's
all, sounds like a challenge.
It's all lean tissue. Hair, bone, skin, it's all the same. It can all atrophy.
It's all protein, right?
Yep.
So we can also eat it.
You can put it in a shake.
That's today on Quarantine Kitchen. Say you're hungry. You also live in a state where they told you, hey, don't go to the grocery store this week. Great plan. Eat your hair. Just eat your own hair. Skin. Like, I have very dry skin right now. It's just flaking off my body. Over a salad.
Yeah.
On just hair, pubic hair, dried skin, and fresh baked sourdough bread. Because that's what everybody's doing right now. Everybody, homemade bread's very hot. All you motherfuckers. The amount of people on my Instagram that I've never seen, they've never mentioned wanting to learn to bake anything. They've never fucking cooked themselves a goddamn meal. Just making bread. Which I'm like, you don't even eat bread. These are people that I know don't eat bread.
Yeah, I don't, like, I kind of get it, but I don't. To me, that seems like, it just seems like a strange thing. Because I know bread is good, and I understand that. I also, to me, if you were going to pick, like, if I was going to pick a task for the apocalypse, it would not be to bake bread. I would be like, how do I plant a garden? How do I grow my own food? How do I live off of something where how can I survive where I don't need a stove and a sourdough mother?
Well, here's the thing with baking bread, and this is, I think, why specifically people are doing bread and not like, I mean, people are like making cookies and cakes and shit, but bread takes literally like all day, if not more than one day. And it's, you might not actively be doing stuff, but like you have to just let it sit. Like some breads you have to let sit overnight or like 4 hours or like, and like there's a bread recipe I do where it's like you knead it, you do everything, you let it sit to rise for like 2.5 hours, then you knead it again, then you let it sit for another 2.5 hours, and you just keep repeating that. So it kills a lot of time, is I think why people are choosing to bake bread. Because it's literally like sitting at a fucking office job all day. We're like, you have to do this thing for 8 hours.
Yeah.
It's a time kill.
And honestly, I get it. And I know that, like, you know, people are all in different places during the quarantine. So some people like are on furlough, you know, like our friends look, and we love the group chats, but it's fun to see a lot of you where it's like, oh, they're still working from home or they're essentially on a paid vacation. I envy the people that are just like, I'm just so bored. What should I do? I wish I was fucking bored.
Me too.
I wake up every day going, okay, what's the plan? What are you going to do for money? How are you going to survive? Like every day.
Yeah, I know. We've said this about a million times. I wish I was bored.
Yeah.
Like a million times. We're just like, can we just fucking, I would love to just be bored. Like the amount of shit that's happened in the last month is just like, one of those things would be like massively life changing and like time consuming. And it's just I'm like, I would love to just have like a week where it's like, ugh, I'm so bored.
Yeah.
So what? Well, fuck you if you're bored. You got it good.
Yeah, I know.
You got it good.
It's just interesting to have people be like,
ow, fuck, cunt, shit. I just wanged.
Fuck, cunt,
I just
shit.
Wanged myself.
How would you do?
I just moved my ankle. I mean, not like independently of the rest of my body. I like moved my I moved my leg, which my ankle's a part of, and
yeah,
just kind of wanged it a little bit.
Oh, I like this position now.
Is this fun?
Now you're lying on your side.
Hey, I'm kind of upside down.
And like a sexy Jane Fonda.
I'm kind of upside down too.
I like it. You are posed how I should be posed with wearing this drapey
all the time.
Thing. If you had a drapey sheet shirt on right now, just on your side. It is kind of a little bit distracting from being so stressed out and depressed almost to the point of seeing no other way out besides suicide to have like a fun dress on and be like, oh, look at this.
Yeah.
Look at this thing that I bought.
See, again, guys, we've talked about it before. Don't kill yourself because you never know when you might find a fun satin sheet dress.
Yeah.
So it's like, why kill yourself when, who knows, tomorrow? If you killed yourself today, you miss out of the satin sheet dresses of tomorrow.
Right. You can't, you know what I mean?
That's a great bumper sticker. That is an uplifting bumper sticker.
It is.
Say no to suicide. Say yes to fun, fast fashion.
Yeah. Well, now the only thing, I'm really living for, I'm working, actually, I might wear this dress, not this one, because you've already seen it. But with you
yeah,
and
so you
Lewis
have to,
for your wedding.
You have to throw it in the trash because now...
I gotta burn it. So I gotta find something fun, fast, and fashionable to wear to yours and Lewis's wedding.
Correct.
So, see, that's the other thing, too. With, like, if you... And a lot of people maybe are not hopeless, but if there are people like me that are just constantly like, and I'm done throughout the day... I go in waves. Yesterday, I hit a wall where it was like a blinding sadness, and I was like, I cannot see past this. And then the next day, I wake up, and I'm like, oh, I feel good. This is okay. Everything's okay. And then the next day, I'm good for like 4 hours, and then I just go, nope, no thank you. Goodbye, good night. but you have to like have a goal, like something you're looking forward to, you know? So... Now, for me, that's your guys' wedding. So, Lewis.
Oh, no pressure.
I know you were doing a bit on the group chat, but now you have to do this. You have to go through with this.
Literally, Wendy's life depends on it.
Well, mine and yours, because you need to get this mole looked at.
That's true. So, yeah. So, I mean, again, no pressure. Also, I expect 3 children. Yeah, and I know you're gay. I don't care. That's great.
So...
Live your life. Just
right.
Give me 3 beautiful dual citizenshiped children. That's all I want. That's all I want.
Now, and again, now you have to be more specific because if someone were to pull these tapes, if someone were to pull the tape, say, Megan said, I expect 3 children. You weren't specific. Do you need them to be from his sperm out of your body? Or are you just going to show up and he's just going to have 3 children?
Oh, I would prefer if there's just 3 children waiting for me.
Yeah, just orphans. Or you didn't say human children. They could be children, animals.
Children, animals. And it's England, so what would that be like? 3
blind mice.
What is wrong? What's a British animal? Blind mice. What's that based on? 3 blind mice. The one nursery rhyme we apparently both know that we think is definitely British. Okay, so to keep me and Wendy alive, what we need, we need a wedding. Mm-hmm. Wendy's going to need a new satin sheet dress.
Uh-huh.
I'm going to need you to make me an appointment with a dermatologist before I get there, just because, like, it's the NHS, so it's like, I don't know how long it takes to get an appointment. And I want a good dermatologist. I'll send you a list of names.
Yeah.
And then I'm going to need those 3 blind mice. But I'm going to need you to put them inside of me so that I can feel like I'm giving birth to my children.
Question. On embarrassing bodies, do they do like a background story on people?
Where or have they ever pulled 3 blind mice out of a woman's vagina? Vaginal.
Here's... Have they ever... Here's the first... Okay, they're like, welcome back to Embarrassing Bodies.
Right, it's here. We're back right here on Embarrassing Bodies.
Hi, welcome back to Embarrassing Bodies.
It's me, Billy Idol, your host. I don't know what.
Megan Royce, Megan Royce Roberts. See, we remembered your last name.
Yeah, look at that.
Yeah, we got first and last names and addresses. You guys fucked up.
Yeah,
we're like,
yeah,
dummies. These are our phone numbers.
Yeah, we just had to give you our phone numbers. You think those are our real numbers?
Right, it's Megan Royce Roberts, and she came in to have us look at a mole. But instead,
I just can't get over the voice.
The voice in the game.
And Megan's doing, or Megan, I called you my name. Wendy's just doing, in the set, because we both, every time we do a British accent, it's a lot of back and forth shoulder movement, because apparently that helps us go right. Like, it's like we're kind of like, every time. So there's like a lot of body movements. But which I'm used to, but I'm not used to Wendy wearing essentially a full body cape. So she's doing it. And it's royal blue, so it just looks like a wave, just like a continuous wave.
Oh my God. She came in to get her mole looked at, and we found something else. I know what you're thinking. Is it a vagina? No, it's a vaginal. A vagina tunnel is the only thing we assume.
The elusive vaginal. Now he's Australian. Now it's Steve Irwin. And inside her vaginal was not one, not two, but three. The most British animal of all time. Blind mice.
Blind mice. Our experts had to brave going down. They were spelunking all the way down into her vaginal.
The descent. They found in there three blind mice, mole people, caverns. I don't even know what accent I'm doing anymore. I don't even think I'm doing an accent.
I like caverns.
No, I think I feel like I'm trying to do like a child doing Mike Myers as Fat Bastard.
Oh, that's a heavy impression to unpack. So many layers.
Yeah, tell me about it.
Hello.
Fat Bastard. He's fat. Layers. Oh, fat. Just, I think we're trying to make our necks eat our heads. We just keep pushing our head.
We're doing Brit face. We're doing Brit body. We're really leaning.
Full Brit bod.
Yeah.
That's the show we'll do. When Embarrassing Bodies rejects us.
Yeah. Full Brit bod.
Full Brit bod. Are we both just burping at the same time?
Yep. I had to burp, yeah.
I've had terrible heartburn. I gave myself heartburn.
Yeah.
From stress. And I don't know, maybe drinking vodka. And literally having to lay down all day every day.
Yeah, I'm puking up a little bit. I'm not throwing up. Well, because
this week on Brit Bod.
I'm puking up a bit, eh? Excuse me? I feel a bit gippy, right?
Gippy.
Apparently that means sick or nauseous. I had to Google that phrase. I received that in a text. I feel a bit gippy. And I had to be like, hold on, before I respond. So I had to like Google that, look up. I'm like, what the fuck does that mean?
And they're like, hold on, let me stop eating these chips. And he was like, chips. And you were like, wrong type of chips. And then you were like, I've got biscuits in the oven. And not those biscuits.
Yeah, not the ones you're thinking about.
Wait, are we being us or are we being British?
Huh?
Are we being us or are we being British?
I don't know. I just kind of like yelled. I just kind of yelled a little bit. And I know I've told the story, but I may have told the story on this podcast. This was like, but I'll tell it again because I probably told a while ago. I remember when I was in London, this was like how old am I? 22. So like, this was like yesterday or whatever.
I was there just picking up some fresh, fun, fit fashion.
I was just over there yesterday. I was in London yesterday just picking up bronzers. I just was like getting bronzer.
I was just getting a bunch of bronzer because now there's a global pandemic. I need all the bronzer I can get my hands on.
Yeah, I mean, don't worry.
Gloved hands on.
Yeah, I was doing social distancing. I was doing social distancing. But I need a bronzer.
Some people think, why do you need bronzer when you have to wear a face mask in public? I say, you need more.
I put it under my face mask so you could see through, and then I put some on top of the face mask.
Oh, my face mask is just bronzer.
And now, slowly, slowly went from sexy baby to, like, Horshack from Mr. Carter.
Mr. Carter?
Mr. Cotter, sorry. Welcome back, Cotter.
I was like, Mr. Carter?
Oh. Sorry, it's all these British accents. In my head, I heard Mr. Cotter, and I was like, those fucking people never pronounce their R's. That's Carter.
I think you're thinking Mr. Cotter. Like that.
Yeah. Yeah, Mr. Cotter. I was hearing it in.
Sound more like Mr. Carter than Mr. Cotter.
Right.
Yeah, it's me.
Kenny Barbarino. No, you're right. I translated it from Barbarino to English.
You did. From class, so from Italian.
Right. from the old world language of in Sicily. I translated from the Sicilian Italian.
Yeah.
The only real.
Yeah. You guys, you know, a lot of people are saying, learn a hobby, learn a language. Do something productive during this time of quarantine. And I know we've been like, give yourself breaks. Don't stress out too much. Be productive, but also just, you know, have panic attacks and drink too much and eat too many biscuits, whatever that means to you.
Eat biscuits till you're gippy if you want. If you fancy.
I'd fancy a biscuit. A gippy biscuit.
Yeah. Oh, God. I do know a gippy biscuit.
Is that what they call, like, like, what are the Alka-Seltzer? Do you think they call Alka-Seltzer Gippy Biscuits?
Oh, a Gippy Biscuit sounds like what happens on the other side of your blottom. That sounds like, oh, a Gippy Biscuit fell out of my blottom.
Oh, for all your blottom needs.
Goddamn world keeps spinning around, and it's so fucked up, it brings me down. I'm trying to figure out how I could get away, or at least keep myself from going insane. Put my headphones in and I press play. It's a brand new day with the Pussy Fart Gang. With the Pussy Fart Gang.